Morning, Indianapolis. Once again, it's Dan talking. It's actually close to 6 a.m. and I'm boiling potatoes before work. Yeah, my life is that exciting. Anyways, I recently read an article about an interview that President Obama did with Chris Wallace recently. And in this interview, President Obama basically said that, you know, these classified emails that Hillary Clinton has, you know, yeah, they're classified, but there's classified and then there's classified. And that's essentially what he said. There's classified and then there's classified. And this quote of President Obama's, this recent quote, kind of reminds me of that quote from Bill Clinton back in the 90s. You know, it depends upon what the meaning of the word is. This is lawyer speak. This is social contract hacking. This is rhetorical bullshit, logical nonsense. But it's the kind of crap that gets people elected. I mean, frankly, Obama, I don't like the guy, but he understands the level of human thought at work with most Americans today. He doesn't attempt to make rational arguments because rational arguments don't work any longer. Most Americans wouldn't be able to process a rational argument. So he uses a lot of rhetoric. What Obama wanted to say, and this is what his quote actually means, is that there's laws for people like us, and there are laws for people like you. So for like Bradley Manning, you know, when he was involved in disclosing information to Julian Assange, Bradley Manning needs to be in a deep state prison cell because Bradley Manning disclosed classified information. That's because he's nobody. He's nobody. In fact, most Americans don't even remember who he was. He's down the memory hole. He'll probably end up, you know, being given cancer by the CIA at some point, so he'll simply disappear. That's the reality of what Americans think about and understand. But here's the bottom line. Obama has told us there are laws for Bradley Manning and Snowden and Julian Assange and people like us, and then there are the laws for the elite. And there really is no law for the elite, except for those who are ritualistically selected for execution periodically. And also, so you know, this is kind of what happened when the Republic fell in Rome. I mean, this is what Roman society, you know, degenerated into. In fact, it started happening before the Republic fell. It's one of the reasons why the Republic fell, is that society degenerated into these oligarchic compacts, these oligarchic, you know, battles, and there really was no rule of law. None at all. And the level of Roman civic virtue by the middle of the first century BC was so incredibly low that it wasn't surprising that a Julius Caesar could come along and say, hey guys, you know, I'll give you your bread and your circuses and your social justice. Just, you know, make sure that you give me all the power I need. I mean, of course I'm paraphrasing here, but that's essentially what Julius Caesar's compact was, is that I'll be an enlightened despot and you allow me to be a despot. Well, America is supposed to be a republic, but I don't know that we are any longer, and if we are, there's not much left. But that's essentially what President Obama said. There are laws for the powerful, and then there are laws for the rest of you. There is classified for people like Hillary Clinton, so if she wants to keep her shit on some crappy email server, probably running Windows because she's a fucking moron in her fucking basement. And oh, by the way, who the fuck wants a president in 2016 who doesn't understand cybersecurity? What are you, a fucking idiot? No, please, vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, buy a box of iodine pills and vote for Hillary Clinton. That's my advice to people. You know, the iodine pills won't cure the radiation poisoning, but it will buy you a couple days to figure out where you want to die. And, you know, that's about it. But really, it won't help. Yeah, so there are laws for the rich and laws for the poor. And Americans are still being told that we're all operating in the same laws, and we're told that we have equality. This is a load of horse shit. America has never been, in many ways, as unequal as it is today. But people will stare at their little rectangular, you know, rectangular glowing devices, and they'll stare at their screens, and they'll listen to nonsense, and frankly, maybe even what I'm spouting is nonsense. Who knows? What I can tell you is that for there to be a rule of law, it must apply to all or none. If it applies to some and not others, then there is no rule of law. Whatever you think America is, it is not a nation ruled by law at this point. It is essentially a nation ruled by force.